Well, I think that's undoubtedly the case, that there are going to be people within Donegal who leave the HSE, and it's going to cause a staffing problem and service delivery problem. I think that what we're looking to do is meet collaboratively with the HSE, identify where people are going to be leaving, and make decisions about what the service priorities are for 2011. So I think that the HSE needs to furnish us with an up-to-date list, but clearly they can't do that in advance of the 30th of November, because that's when the cooling-off period occurs.
But is it your concern that it's inevitable that frontline services are going to be affected, or are you confident that if the right measures are put in place, that would not be the case?
Well, look, I mean, I don't think anybody within the HSE or anybody within the county would claim that frontline services aren't going to be affected. It's likely that Donegal, HSE in Donegal, will have overspent or been underfunded by the tune of €10 million to year end. And on top of that, if there's going to be a 5% cut, which is probably fairly conservative at this rate, that would be €12 million cut. So potentially the HSE in Donegal is going to start to be down to €22 million in 2011, depending on what's going to be in the four-year plan. So the frontline services are going to be cut because the government has indicated there's €1 billion coming off the health budget. So difficult and harsh days ahead for service users and service delivery people. So.